Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. Hey, it's so good to be with you. We're ready to wrap up another week. And this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning. It's a great Friday morning. And we are here to bring you a daily word of encouragement.
Yes.
It's a great day. It's a great day to hear the word of God.
Well, it's a new year. And so that makes it another great way to start the year. Is by getting a good dose of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and keep moving forward, because God brings us victory. And so we've been talking about made new. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we have a scripture that says that we're to be made new. All right. And listen to it.
It says this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person.
Yes.
The old life is gone. A new life has begun.
And hallelujah.
This new year, as let's renew some things. Let's make some changes. Let's improve in some area in our lives. You know,
that's
we
right.
do this anyway. You know, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions all our lives. And
yeah.
in a sense, spiritually,
hey,
we can do that.
Listen, this renewal process that we're talking about, I realize in your spirit, you're made new instantaneously. But then you have to catch up with your mind, will, and emotions, your thought life. And then when you change your thought life, as you obtain the knowledge of God, it begins to move your body forward so that now you're not just thinking new things, you're doing new things. And that makes you new, still the new process every day of the year. And so we looked at a scripture yesterday and started, we ended the program talking about renewing the mind, our thoughts and attitudes, so we could do the will of God. Listen to this in Isaiah 55.
55, 8, and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
Now, if you keep reading in that context of that scripture, which we're not going to do, you would see that he's telling you to come up. He talks about how the snow and the rain come down, but then they are evaporated back up. He wants us to move up in him. And we talked about yesterday that comes through knowledge, comes through the knowledge of the word of God, so that our life is not laid to waste and it's not destroyed, but our life is starting to produce what we want to talk about today, which is the new will or the will of God.
That's right.
We have a new will operating in our life. You used to operate according to the word of God. I mean, not the word of God, but according to the world. The Bible says that we were once like the rest of the Gentiles, caught up in the lust of the flesh and of the mind, all right? But God, in Ephesians 2 and verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy and grace, all right, changed our way. So it's important that we understand that God wants us to learn and obtain the knowledge of him through the word of God so that our will becomes his will.
That's right. And the way we do that is through the word of God.
You know, you can't continue to do your will and stay connected in the word. We read that in our scriptures yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Our daily Bible read.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, read through the Bible. Use one of those apps. I think it's YouVerse.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing the chronological Bible.
This year we did that.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
Chronological.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing to me at things that you catch that you may have read your Bible. I've read my Bible through many times, but there's things you catch every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that you get the word of God. Now, we got something here. I think we're in 1 Peter, aren't we?
We're in 1 Peter 4, 2 and 3, starting with 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his life in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. And this is what we're focusing on today.
Oh,
changing
wow.
with our will. You know, in the world, our will a lot of times is our career and our job and
right.
raising our children and, you know, paying bills and moving along. And none of those things are a bad thing, but we move along in our own will and our own personal will, what we want to do. And as believers, we should start working toward what is the will of God for my life. And even though what you're doing is not necessarily sin, is it in the will of God?
So what does that say? Read that again.
So it says, we might need to start up here.
Okay.
Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind.
Oh, I love it.
For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, This is two, that he no longer should live the rest of his life in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
Oh, man, there you go. See, takes a change of attitude and thoughts,
right,
which is what we've been talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we're continuing to talk about today, because listen to me, in Romans 12, 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, perfect, and accept our good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How can you prove out the will of God except your thinking change?
Right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm being very honest with you. Jesus said that you'll know you're my disciples, that you obey. You do what he commands us to do. And if our will doesn't change, you're not going to do what he asked you to do. You're going to do what you want to do,
right,
which is your will. What if Jesus had decided, I'm not doing the Father's will, I'm doing my will.
And he was praying about that.
Yeah.
He said, please take this cup from me, but right, your will instead of my will.
That's right. He prayed that in the garden, ladies and gentlemen, sweating drops of blood. Listen to me. This is why renewing the mind is so important, because without a renewed mind, we can't have a new will. And if we don't have a new will, we won't have a new way. And if we don't have a new way, we won't have a new life. So we need to make sure that we are renewing our mind so that that new life, new way, that new thought process is taking us into the heart of God, because we've become obedient sons of God.
Right. That same scripture, when it in the NLT, it says in verse 2, so you won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God.
Oh, I love that. Read that again.
That's the NLT version. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God.
You'll be excited about doing the will of God. You'll want to get up and go do the will of God. And, you know, for some reason, people think the only way you do the will of God is to preach the gospel. Listen, God didn't call all of you to preach. He called all of you to proclaim. He said, go and proclaim the gospel. That's just simply sharing the word of God. But listen to me, that's not the only thing we do. You know, I can tell you times in my life, lots of times when I was doing something and the Lord would tell me, or I would be with some people and the Lord would tell me to give a word of encouragement to this person or to help this person with something. You know, and as we do those things, as we surrender and do those things, this puts us in the center of God's will, but not only us, but also that other person is now encountered by the Spirit of God. So, like the woman at the well, think about all the people in Samaria. She ran through the city telling them to come and see a man who knew all about her. They evidently knew about this woman, and they came, some because of what she said. Others came to hear him and believed because of what he said. So listen to me. Go and tell, because when you tell and when you start doing the will of God, you're involving others in getting into the will of God.
That's good. That is good. You know, changing our lives, changing. The only way we change in anything is to start changing our thinking.
That's right.
And it's through the will of God.
What you got there, honey?
Well, our next scripture we wanted to cover was Philippians 2:12-13. And it says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
Now, look at this. Paul's talking to the church and saying, hey, you were good at obeying God while I was there. But now I hear you're doing even better while I'm not there.
And it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
See, he's working in you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He's in me. He's in Jada. He's in you that are born again, working on the inside of us to conform us into the image of Christ, who is the image of the Father. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And when we let that conforming take place, we end up smack dab in the will of God, moving forward. And wow, you talk about a new life and a new way of doing life. Praise God. It will be the most exciting thing that's hit your home in years.
That's right. The NLT says this way, dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation. show the results of your salvation, like the fruits of your life. The fruit of the Spirit should be coming out of you as you are growing spiritually so that people can see your fruit. Then it says, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases
him. Oh, he gives you the desire and the ability. That's what that word power means.
That's right.
So he's not leaving you all alone. Golly, Jay, that's so good.
That's good.
You're awesome.
That word is good.
Man.
He's given us everything, every tool we need so that we can live this life in a godly, righteous manner, loving people, having great attitudes toward people, loving people through the eyes of Jesus.
That's right.
I did a message one time about rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
You know, being able to see people through Jesus's eyes rather than our own human nature.
That's
eyes.
Right.
Being able to see people the way Jesus did. And that's what it takes work to do that. It is not in our nature, our human nature, to do it. It's in our godly nature. And I love that it says, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Without faith, we cannot please him as well.
That's
it
right.
Takes faith.
Because he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
That's
a great verse.
And he rewards you as you continue to grow spiritually.
Amen.
So that you can be all that God wants you to be.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week, folks. I'm telling you what, where does the time go?
We're into the next year.
Some of y'all are sitting there going, God, is he ever going to finish? All right, let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today. It'll be a great day. And I pray right now, Father, that, Lord, the will of God will be the greatest thing that happens in our lives this year. And that, Father, we're going to experience a new way because we've been made new in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now to YouTube so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, it's so good to be with you today. Be sure and join us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll pick up a new topic. And we just want you to know we love you. Happy New Year, everybody. And God bless. Have a great weekend.
God bless.